when we look at the ecosystem now, it really has become a universe of sub-universes. You've got NFTs as sort of the most consumer-facing application today. You've got decentralized finance or DeFi, really speaking to those who are looking at this as more of a fintech evolution. And I think what we're seeing now is that being part of this ecosystem as an investor, you really need to develop a team that can tackle all of these things. It really isn't just one monolithic space anymore. And so what that means is that you need the type of experience of investing into consumer technology, what it means to launch to the mainstream, and as well as the sort of evolution of the financial system today and what that means in terms of having experience from Wall Street or experience from growing a fintech platform. And so all those things are folded in now. But at the same time, you know, we're still in a place where this ecosystem hasn't fully merged with our traditional one. You know, being able to invest across the whole spectrum when it comes to exchanges, payment processors, custodians, all the way to decentralized applications, all those really fold together because they're still all working with each other, not working with the traditional system just yet.
Akinjo, same question there. I mean, do you feel like you have the know-how in-house and your team to kind of wrap your hands around all these new emerging technologies? Do you need to have a different approach to looking at a DAO project as opposed to a DeFi project?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we've historically taken a generalist approach to the market. And now what we're finding is investment team members have their specialization in areas that they really do a double click, a deep dive into. But also really acknowledging the fact that a lot of these different subsectors do overlap. And so from an investment team perspective, it's really important to not only have like deep coverage of every individual subsector, but also a broad understanding of how the market is moving and how some of these things might be interrelated. And, you know, I think of crypto venture capital as being highly specialized in the sense that, you know, you kind of need to be doing this 24/7, going down the rabbit hole. And that was true 3 years ago, and it is even more true, I think, today.